AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lebanon and Israel have started their first direct diplomatic talks in decades after weeks of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Saka Magani has the latest.
At the State Department.
This is a historic opportunity.
But Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there's no quick solution.
This is a process, not an event. This is more than just one day. This will take time.
Iran is Hezbollah's key ally and patron. After the talks ended, Israel's U.S. ambassador says there was a revelation.
That we're on the same side of the equation.
That Lebanon made it clear it will no longer be occupied by Hezbollah. Beirut's hoping the talks will help end a war that's seen Israeli strikes kill more than 2,000 people in Lebanon. But the militants opposed the talks, were not there, and appeared to ramp up attacks on Israel as the meeting started. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, diplomats are working through back channels to arrange a new round of talks between the U.S. and Iran. In other news, Julie Walker reports another accuser of Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell has come forward.
Lana Drew says she was modeling and had a fashion software company when she met Swalwell, who offered to help.
I believe he drugged my drink.
Drew says in 2018 she had a drink with him in California.
When I arrived at his hotel room, I was already incapacitated and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me and he choked me.
She says at the time she did not go to the police, but now will. Slawell has denied prior accusations of sexual assault by another woman who was a staffer of his. He dropped out of the California governor's race and is leaving Congress. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rallied to the edge of their all-time high on Wall Street and crude oil prices fell as traders hope for new talks between the U.S. and Iran. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The index is now just 0.2% shy of the record high it set in January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 317 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2%. The price of Brent crude fell 4.6% to about $94 a barrel. That's well above the $70 a barrel Brent was trading at before the war started. Brent went as high as $119 a barrel when worries about the war were at their peak. Seth Sutel, New York.
And the Labor Department reports wholesale prices surged last month, up 4% over a year ago, as the Iran war drove up energy costs. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.